The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord. In the Gospel of John, we find some very, very, very consoling words. There are some beautiful passages in the Gospel of John. As for example, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." I know that wherever you are, and as you're listening this morning, many of you at this moment, many of us, I should say, have troubled hearts. We're in a situation we never experienced before. And I suppose it's easy to listen to the words, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Jesus follows up in the second line, "You have faith in God, have faith also in me." He's saying to us this morning, "Trust me. I will get you through this." Now, I feel in some ways uncomfortable saying that to you this morning, because maybe it's easy for me to say it, but I'm not maybe in the position many of you are in this morning, where you are out of work, you haven't got any help maybe yet, even though the government has promised you help. You have children to feed. Of course you're troubled. Of course your hearts are troubled. And that's very normal. That's very natural. But then look around you. Have you ever seen so many people willing to help, reaching out? We see it all over the place at the moment, even in the little things. And it's the little things that really matter and that really count. For example, I notice when I'm out walking these days, how many people salute you, say hello to you, which normally didn't happen before, because we were all rushing. We had no time for anything. So listen, and trust, and eventually all will be well. Now again, I feel uncomfortable saying that to some of you, because I know I know you're worried at the moment and you're anxious, but look, just trust, please. And reach out. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Many of us are in that position. We tend to be very independent. And we're afraid to reach out. There's nothing wrong with that. We're all in this together. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are. You may be living in a palace, or you may be living in a hovel. But nobody is free from this particular pandemic. It makes us all equal. It doesn't matter how much money you have, you cannot save yourself from this virus. So let's think of one another and be there for one another at the moment. And if you're troubled, please, please pick up the phone. Call us. Call me if you want to. I'm willing to talk to you. But please, you're not on your own. Trust.